This is a foundational reading based on the system called Human Design. And before we start, I just want to double check that we've got the correct birth information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Remind me again what your exposure or background up until now has been with Human Design.
Almost zero, unfortunately. Okay. I tried to read some about it and I got very confused, so... Just
okay.
On websites, yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. So we're going to cover this morning. We're going to cover basic information that allows you, if it resonates with you, to be able to have tools to be able to start the transformational process mm-hmm. of being able to realign to your frequency. So okay. Basically, what Human Design is. It's called the science of differentiation. So it's about we all came into this world with a specific note that's unique for each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
Basically a frequency. And by virtue of the conditioning field and living life, we get pulled away from that
mm-hmm.
frequency. We call that distortion. With the pulling us away from that frequency
mm-hmm.
due to conditioning, due to a certain type of conditioning, I would say,
mm-hmm.
That distorts the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as the frequency is distorted, we're not able to live out the full potential of that frequency. So
yeah.
Who we came in to this world to be, the unique individual, as well as being able to see what we were intended to see and to have the awareness that we were intended to have. So the smallest denomination, I guess, of what Human Design is about is that it is about decision making.
Mm.
Because what happens is every time we make a decision, we are repositioning, we are basically using a GPS system
mm-hmm.
that's innate within us through the decision making process that is aligning us to a certain geometry and trajectory in life.
Okay.
So every time we make a decision, it repositions us. Now, it's either going to be positioning us based on the distortion, if we're not making the decisions correctly, which
mm-hmm.
means that we're going to be meeting resistance. One of the main factors is that we're going to be meeting resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Resistance is something that our physical bodies were not really intended to meet, because the wear and tear and the friction that's caused through resistance is one of the things that basically gives us a premature death in terms of, you know, the potential that we have. So when you're meeting resistance constantly, you're not only having health issues,
mm-hmm.
you're not living as long as you could live, because it basically shortens the lifespan as well as causes the wear and tear. Not only physically, but emotionally and mentally as well.
Yeah.
So
are you considering resistance sort of a universal force if you're not on the right path, or are you considering it like a self-generated blockage, like a soul?
Yeah, I would say it would be a juxtaposition of, you know, both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, there's internal resistance by not honoring who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all about honoring who we are
mm-hmm.
in Human Design. The perfection that's there and the being able to accept that it's okay to be who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the perfection is in the limitation. So what people would see as a limitation, oh, I'm this and this and this, and that's my design, and so, you know, that limits me to whatever. To a certain degree, that's true, but it's
mm-hmm.
within that limitation that perfection is possible. Because as long as you're trying to be who you're not, and you're always trying to change something that's not a part of who you are,
mm-hmm.
you never can have the potential to really realize who you are
mm-hmm.
in terms of the perfection. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I see, if there's a limitation, I basically see that as a potential to the arrival of who we are based
mm-hmm.
on that's the clear pathway.
Okay.
So when we talk, for example, specifically about your design, when you're correct, those places that are specifically imprinted for you in terms of, you know, your, quote, limitation
mm-hmm.
are actually what I would call your superhero powers when you're correct, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where the life force is, and that's where you have access to be
yeah.
able to express,
yeah.
you know, fully your uniqueness.
Mm.
Okay? So what happens is we live on the surface in terms of the day-to-day illusion that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And so in order to start that transformation of the frequency, we need to start at the surface. And that's what this reading is really about. It's mm-hmm. the surface level of how you can align your frequency. So what happens is once you start aligning your frequency, it happens first at the surface. And then what happens is that those deeper layers of your individuation or your differentiation potential start opening up. And those include, for example, how you were intended to digest correctly, not mm-hmm. just food, but people and situations.
Mm-hmm.
What is the correct environment for you? In other words, the frequency that is best or optimal in terms of nourishing mm-hmm. and protecting the aura.
Mm-hmm.
How are you intended to see the world correctly? That's the view.
Mm-hmm.
And then how are you intended to be motivated correctly? In other words, the actual awareness that you are intended to have,
mm-hmm.
how does that look in terms of the motivation behind the mm-hmm. cognitive potential that you have?
Yep. Right?
Okay. But those are deeper levels that come once yeah. you have adjusted the frequency by starting to honor who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we look at today is those places of how that happens.
Mm.